So he's paying attention to Azeem, and he's kind of been knocked back, and Azeem moves up close to him and I'm left-handed.
With his still glowing hand, and it seems like...
Yeah, I'm Nagadara's left-handed, so he just comes up and bam, right into the wall.
Yeah, rock, meet hard place.
Yeah.
Head in the middle. You just cave in the side of his head. One of his eyes pops out of socket and just kind of slumps down on the ground.
Okay, I use my perception, my passive perception, and try to figure out... You said it sounds like stone is being hit with hammers, right? Does that sound like it has stopped or taken a pause?
Okay, let me tell you how passive perception works. Passive perception is more for me... For me to sneak up on you. If you want to actively perceive
something,
then
I will attempt to actively perceive then.
Okay.
Take that, board. Ah. It's going to be 21.
Yes, it appears that it is still going and it has not ceased.
And it hasn't faltered? Not that it's stopped,
not
but
that
you know.
You can tell.
Okay.
Apparently, the sound of metal hitting stone and metal hitting stone
around a couple of corners, it seems. Around,
well, there's a straight shot. You can see roughly 120 feet ahead of you. There is a large opening in this hallway leading into a chamber that has a lot of orange light spilling from it.
Should we go back and loot? See if they have anything of value that could get us through this?
I see.
Worth it.
Can you see what's ahead?
Yes. Let me go look.
I'll go ahead and frisk this corpse.
All right, well, let me give you
check his
experience
bits.
And loot for everything, because I assume that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I will roll stealth. Maricon. It's a 15.
Maricon!
18. Just kidding.
You're stealthing?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that first, and then we'll get to your loot and experience. As you approach the source of the orange light near the end of this great hall, you come upon an immense stone archway. Carved in the likeness of a dwarf and a Svirtneblin, with hammer and pick raised in unity. Past the archway opens an expansive natural cavern dominated by a great dwarven citadel. Its three tiers are covered in ramparts, stone bridges, and dark dwarves. And what you can see are catapults.
And then they loose.
Fly around the corner?
Commanding these, you can see robed Dwargar. Commanding...
Oh, good.
What look to be living fire elementals.
Mm.
Also, all over the keep walls, Dwargar appear to be hard at work, repairing and reshaping the keep walls to what you can only guess to be more of a Dwargar architecture. There's before you stretches an immense stone causeway. It stretches 120 feet, give or take, till it stops. It's sheared off, and flanking this causeway on the right and left are large stone open stairs that lead 40 feet down to the cavern floor. Now, where this thing stops, it stops just short of the citadel, you're guessing maybe 60 feet, and below that expanse is a great moat of lava, which is where all of the heat that's hitting your face and the orange light is coming from.
Lava.
Now, at the bottom of these stone stairs flanking the causeway, going off roughly 40 feet to each side from the bottom of the stairs,
are large holes in the natural cavern wall. And around these holes, you find mining carts and mining tools and what you guess are everything you would need to operate a mine. They appear abandoned, and the only activity you see is on the keep and what look like a patrol of 5 Dwargar walking back and forth up the stone causeway. You also see 3 holes in the wall to your right, to where rails have been set up so that minecarts may be taken from the wall down 40 feet to the cavern floor, and rails have been set up so that they can go into each mine entrance. At the top of this dwarven citadel, on the top tier, is a pyramid-like structure with 3 arrow slit-like windows, although they're much larger than your normal arrow slits, and they are glowing with orange light.
Oh, look, Sauron put an eye protector on.
Sauron got contacts. Not good.
That's what you see.
The better to see us with.
I see.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to the party and report all of that.
Well, the golden lady don't pay me for this shit. Bye.
Wrong cleric again! Who how'd this ugly half work?
Who are you? Ooh, you're ugly.
Oh, I'm not going to forget that.
Was it something like, oh, you're as wise as he is ugly? Well, I don't think anyone's that wise.
I have found the citadel of Iron Deep Hall.
I thought that thing said armory.
The door behind you.
Different hallway.
When you came out of the archway, directly in front of you was a big door that was ajar, and above it said armory. This is 150 feet to your right.
Oh, the far end of that camera.
Is it a door or is it a jar?
It's a magic jar.
And it's your rocks soul. That kill your fairy.
So it's we're actually crossing like a T-junction when we go to the end of this thing.
Yeah, it appears that there's a long hallway that stretches to the right and to the left, and the entrance to the forges and the armory is somewhere around in the middle.
Okay. So we were at a narrow part of the hallway going straight across to take us into the armory. Mm-hmm. There's a long hallway to the right and to the left. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, a hallway stretches to your right and left.
So we were crossing a hallway to get to the armory.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's worth checking the armory out real quick.
After we go back and loot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Order, and I think a short rest would be in order as well.
After I retrieve my
basically,
challenge.
This is what I've driven up. You guys came down stairs to here. You came into the forges. These are the tunnels. This is the archway. That's the door, and that's the armory.
So, yeah, you're right. You just crossed the hall.
Okay. It looks like dwarven getting carved hairy balls.
Are you surprised? Dwarven citadel.
Right? Like...
Lowell, give him a strike.
give my monsters the strike to kill this motherfucker.
So are we going to get the experience and loots from...
Yeah, because Nadarcy goes, I must retrieve my javelin from the corpse.
Yeah, that's true. I think maybe take a short rest while we loot.
Seems fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I get to return...
All right.
May I borrow somebody's pH?
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
We aim to please.
That's what a girl likes to hear.
17.
Here. Dude, that's my 4th one.
My die have been all over the place. I feel
it. Alright, so I had 21 plus 7. 28. Do I burn one more hit die? And try to get back 5 HP?
Mm. I second winded and I used 3 hit die, so I'm back to full.
Cool.
I'm just going to stay with the 5 hit points.
Morale is no damage.
Sorry to have drawn scratches. Keeps you alert.
Alright.
Thank you.
Now I have to do loot.
So, orb is crying, right?
Broken orb is crying every time.
It could show you the truth, or it could show you your deepest darkness.
It's actually an orb of lying.
Mm-hmm. Orb of crying only shows you things that upset you.
Right, you only, or you see like people just crying in pain, just in agony.
It's black and has a number 8 on it.
I don't know. It says ask again next time. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Why do I bother with these major magical items if they're just like, meh?
I mean, some major magical items are like that.
It's true.
I don't know. Go ask your mother.
I shall return.
Hurry back shortly.
Me with a good time.
Found 160 gold pieces among them.
Do the thing. Do the thing.
Nadar, not Jolie.
Jolie, do the thing!
160 gold pieces, you said?
Yes, 160.
It's 2670 now. $700 copper pieces, 10,030 silver pieces, no electrum. 2,670.
Why did I say that? No electrum. That's just
that
like a surefire way.
I'm sorry. It's actually 320 electrum.
2,670 gold pieces and 120 platinum pieces.
Oh, you guys might be able to afford one rare magical item.
Yeah, yeah.
That we have to share between all of us. Like, we each get a.
I seem as good as sharing. It's fine.
I do not see the problem. Asim's trying to break the magical broom.
No. Asim is trying to break in the magical broom.
I'm gonna check this broom and cast mend on it.
You can't mend magic items.
No, you sure can't.
But. You did mend my entirely unmagical quarter staff.
Mm-hmm.
I was simply trying to be dramatic. Like, I fly the broom right into his eye.
Listen, guys, it is not my job to tell you what to do. It is my job to interface the decisions you make and tell you the consequences of said actions. That is all. So, you may hate me, but I didn't do anything.
Oh, yes. No. You fucked off with the Orb of Scrying. That had nothing to do with us. That was the thing you did.
Oh, my God. Never going to let that live, Dad.
Never.
No.
Never.
Until you replace it with a magical item of equal or greater value. No, we're not.
Pardon me.
The dice said we should have this, and you said no. You disobeyed the dice. We're not going to forget that.
Damn, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, you can, but that doesn't mean we're not going to notice.
Gary Gygax said, I don't need any of these books.
Hey.
More chips.
And you know, Mr. Gygax was on point.
So, what do you do?
We continue to remain unnoticed.
Let me check out that
thus far. That is essential. Due to the numbers game.
Although, good job on getting that last guy. I really thought that I was like, alright, this guy's going to turn invisible and he's going to go warn his friends.
We would prefer if he didn't.
Yeah, you guys did some work.
The dice were with us. I mean, mm-hmm.
Did some fucking work.
We're trying to stealthily go through this place.
So,
well, the thing is, like, literally every single portion of this has been loud. There have been hammers. There have been forging.
Right.
That's helpful.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Or it's through a stone, like 10-foot thick stone wall that sound doesn't travel through.
So. We need to think of Where to now? You told us all that is. Mm-hmm. I don't want to necessarily go in.
We found
swords blazing.
The Citadel. It stands to reason that wherever this ritual of summoning is happening is probably in there.
Perhaps.
So they've got Lava Moat, they've got Dwerger manning the walls, are there more ballista, catapult, siege weaponry style?
There are four catapults.
Okay. So they've got some defenses.
I'd say.
But nothing we haven't dealt with, honestly.
Yeah, on our terms.
Well, we're still on our terms. It's a good bet the Empire doesn't know we're here.
What's somehow down the other hall?
Yeah, there's the armory still ahead of us, and there's a hallway going to the left.
It's best if we don't attack the Citadel.
Armory?
Until last.
Yes. Good chance it's been looted, but we want to make sure that it's clear so nothing's coming up behind us when we actually do make our assault.
Yes. And if, by luck, we can clear out everything around the Citadel unbeknownst to our adversaries, that lends us a huge advantage.
That would be beneficial.
Because, yes, walls and siege weaponry are great. But if you don't know the enemy's coming, and if they show up in the third dimension, at least in part, because, hey, we can fit all three of you in a bag of holding for, what, 3 minutes? That's plenty of time to swoop down on these motherfuckers and just be like,
"Oops! I do not wish to be in that bag."
Suddenly, adventurers in your midst. Your walls mean nothing to me. Turn your catapults around. I'll wait.
The catapults aren't what really scare you.
Oh no! It's the
fucking lava.
Yeah.
Fuck that. The lava.
No, but we don't give a shit about lava. We can fly right over the lava.
Or the fall right into the lava.
There are more robed Dwergar.
Right.
Up there. And you recall that one rogue Dwergar almost wrecked your shit.
Imagine a world where we snuck by their entire outer defenses straight into the keep.
There's no... It's not like a wall and you're in the keep. It's like a wall, a platform, a wall, a platform.
Yeah.
This is like solid structures. They're just on top of each other.
But how much open air is there above this whole thing? You said that the keep was in open air, which means that we at least have a chance.
It's against the cavern wall.
Okay.
The wall is immense.
So we're talking like Minas Tirith.
Kinda, yeah.
Except they don't have Gandalf. And we're the Ringwraiths.
You'd guess that cavern, that top of that pyramid is maybe 160 feet high. And the cavern wall isn't very high. The cavern ceiling isn't very high above that.
But even still, I assume the catapults are pointed towards
the causeway. Out. Obviously. Yeah.
So were we able somehow to make our way up above the keep, we would still have an advantage because we'd be inside the wall. All the siege weaponry would be pointed outward. And if we managed to do it unnoticed, nobody would be even trying to turn that shit around against us. And yes, I realize that this is a tall order, but
that would get rid of the siege weaponry. You have a feeling that would get rid of the siege weaponry, but that is not by far the most dangerous thing on that wall.
But the keep is a keep. It has windows.
A couple.
So, just...
more like arrow slits.
If Asim had his way, mm-hmm. and he could fly the entire party in on a bag of holding on his back, on a broom, in a bubble of darkness, or with pass without trace, whatever. It's not impossible.
I don't know if you'd be able to fit him in the bag of holding.
Look, I don't need their whole bodies to fit in. Like, if their heads stick out, that's fine.
The head's not the problem, it's the shoulders.
How high is the ceiling above the causeway?
Oh, God. The causeway's... let's see here. The causeway is 40 feet off the ground, which means it's 140 feet above the causeway. Because the causeway is 40 feet up, and then the ceiling is 180 feet tall.
Guess what spell that accommodates?
I was about to say, call lightning.
And
do you have to be outside to call it?
Nope.
You don't.
It specifically says that there are rooms that it cannot accommodate, which implies that there are rooms that it can accommodate.
It says if you are outdoors in a stormy condition. Well, I guess it's outdoors in a stormy condition. You get that bonus. But it doesn't.
You get the bonus, but you can still use the regular spell. Right. All you fucking
Everything
want.
Fits into where we're at.
And you can tuck yourself up under the bridge
and yeah, just
fucking murder wreck.
If I can get up there,
you can just pop your head out, zap, back under.
I mean, you got it makes total cover. Sense. Because what's the point of like call lightning if like I just don't know.
It's made actually specifically for like situated. That's why it says as long as you've got space 100 feet above you, and enough to accommodate.
Did you want
to
read it?
So I trust you guys. If you guys want to try,
I wouldn't
go
trust
ahead.
Me.
As long as there's enough room to accommodate the cloud, is what it says.
Yeah. So, the spell fails if you can't see a point in the air where the storm cloud could appear.
Here's what I think. Let's go for broke. I seem on the broom. We'll take Nadar. Only Nadar in the bag of holding.
How much? You cannot fit Nadar in the bag of holding.
Even if his entire upper torso is out, that's fine. I don't need him to be...
He just needs to be light.
In the bag entirely. I just need him to be lighter.
Lighter.
And if half of him is in the bag of holding, that's half of his weight. That doesn't count towards the broom's total fucking carried weight. Right?
How much do you weigh?
300 and something pounds.
How much?
300 something.
I need exacts.
Right. Asim weighs 40 pounds with all his gear because I don't have shit because it all
burned
away.
If you're 300 something, that probably won't work.
Right. No, if he's 310, then half of him is 155 plus his Zim's 40 is 195.
Mm-hmm.
I was 325.
Are you forgetting about Morella?
What about her?
He can't fit all four of them.
No, just him. I just want him in the bag.
Okay. What about these three?
I can send the broom back for them.
You think you'll be able to send the broom and carry it back for them?
We're going to infiltrate the keep, send the broom back. They're going to go under the bridge, make a mass distraction with call lightning and what have you, and then we're going to wreak havoc from the inside. Pincer attack.
What inside are you talking about?
It's a keep. It has windows.
Okay.
We're going to fly in. And they're going to be outside wreaking havoc, and we're going to be inside wreaking havoc.
My brain is not grasping.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time grasping what
this
thing looks like.
Do you have a picture? Do you have something?
There's like a ziggurat built into the side of the mountain, or the side of the cave wall. Like, think Minas Tirith, but instead of open skies,
it's
just more cave.
You're saying words that I recognize,
but don't
know.
So this is the causeway here.
Yes.
Okay. And is there like a drawbridge or something that comes out here?
I'm thinking like the Moria.
Because it'd like be kind of dumb if there was just like nothing right here.
Causeway style.
There's nothing right there. You're not sure how the drawbridge works.
Okay. So this is all dirt. Or dirt
natural
and rock.
Cavern floor.
Okay.
And there's mine entrances on each side.
Okay. And that's the lava moat here.
Yes.
Okay. So we actually don't have much lava to get across.
No.
Four catapults. And this is the ziggurat up here, but there's not any apparent like entrance into the ziggurat.
No, four narrow orange glowing slits.
By lava.
365.
Or the glowing
365.
Mm-hmm. My plate mail gives me an additional 40 pounds.
So half of that would be 180.
Too heavy.
182.5.
Yeah, still a little too heavy.
I mean, you could do it, but.
Yeah, slower.
I'm wondering if there isn't like another entrance.
But once I send it back
into
so
this,
because it's carrying nothing,
potentially through the mines themselves.
Oh, possibly.
Could be possible.
I don't know. Is there a check that I can roll for that
in the book
to figure out if that's a likelihood?
Do you want to read the book?
There's no like information. I don't know. Maybe it's in the book. You can roll an investigation.
Yeah. I'll do that
on the book.
It's a 14.
Nothing that you can find in the book, but it depends on how expansive their mine shafts are. If it's a rather expansive mine shaft, perhaps.
Well, I mean, these dwarves have been have been mining for many, many, many years.
It's true.
This was an established stronghold.
Yeah.
I would presume that that would be the case.
I mean,
now God only knows what's in those mines now, but we made it this far. Now the lava like spreads out over here, so it actually like the moat gets wider over in this
yes.
region. Okay. And this is 60 feet high and 90 feet high and 120 feet high, right?
Yeah, but the ziggurat goes another 30 feet up, so the top of the ziggurat is higher.
150, okay. That's important for me to know for spells and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are in this area, did you say?
Oh, you think you didn't get a head count, but...
Approximate... 10, 15, dozens. 20? Couple dozen?
That
few dozen?
As many on, as were on the front of the entrance. The bulk of their okay. force is here now.
So another one of those, but now with lava moats.
Lava moats and casters.
No open sky.
And four catapults.
Did you take the time to attune to those slippers during our short rest?
I feel like that was my plan.
You're attuned to them.
Okay. So let's say yes.
So if this is a giant cavern, you can just right along the walls.
Yeah, I guess there's no... You go. It doesn't really stop, right? You can just spider climb indefinitely?
Yeah. As long as you have them on, you can spider climb, unless the surface is slippery with right. ice or oil.
But these are... This is all this rocky is just, yeah, cavern right. terrain.
Yeah.
So you're golden. And this stairwell right here... This is a stairwell, right?
Yes.
Okay. So. And this would, like, provide cover here... To tuck behind here.
Yeah, a little bit of it.
At least enough to get out of the way of those, you know, once you cast this. I mean, hell, you could cast this thing and then turn into a fucking housefly.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that with that, I forgot kind of about those. Asim could simply fly up to the ceiling and affix himself to it and send the broom back to the rest of the party and literally, like, walk up. And gain a better understanding of what they're working with here. Unless okay. they're literally staring at the ceiling. So I'm literally upside down.
Are you guys going to try the armory before you do this?
Yes.
I think we ought to,
I think we should, yeah.
Okay.
Clean up. You don't even have to take the broom. You can just, like, grab the wall here.
Yeah. I mean, up right at the door, just like... But if we're going to the armory first, then yeah. We won't do anything. All
right. I'll describe the armory again. A great stone and steel door lies before you, standing widely ajar. It's a door, not a jar. Standing Smash. Widely open. Signs of assault mar the front of this beautifully carved scene, depicting a dwarven king standing tall atop of what you guess is the corpse of a frost giant. Surrounding him is a cheering army of dwarves holding their weapons high. Moving past the door, you encounter three other doors made in similar fashion to the right, left, and straight ahead. While these doors are not quite as large or ornately decorated as the main door, these also stand open.
Do they have any signs above them like the other one did?
No. These are just three separate rooms in this wider armory.
I motion to the left one first.
Left to the right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Investigating each of these rooms beyond the doors, you find empty weapon racks, pilfered armor stands, and a mainly empty armory. The occasional wayward axe, sabaton, and crossbow bolt dot the floors and shelves, indicating a hasty looting. If you'd like to search them more in-depthly, I will need investigation checks, and this will take a while, so I will roll how long it takes you. Yes?
I cast detect magic.
Okay, roll your investigation check with advantage.
17 investigation.
Wow.
Woo-hoo! 20 investigation.
19.
God damn, guys.
Actually, it's okay. Actually, I'll suffer everybody.
Rock 8.
Okay, would you? Well, that would be a history check, so that would be... that'd be a 23.
It was a 1.
Okay, so a 23...
Without advantage.
That's funny. This takes you the better part of 4 hours because it's expensive. I rolled on the default, got 4. You guys are being thorough.
It's probably where a good amount of your short rest came in. You take... you got a 23, you got a what?
20.
20, and you got a...
19.
19, Jesus. You got an 8.
8!
Dravidia, you can't seem to find anything.
I get the rest of, like, the crossbows and, like, little bolts, like, the little things.
Yep,
you know, they're looking all the for shit the together. Important shit. I'm getting, like, the little things that actually are kind of important, but, you know...
She grabs a pebble.
Hathor.
Yes.
Actually, no, not Hathor. Azim.
Yes.
You come upon a fallen wooden shelf. Goliath? Upon moving the shattered wood aside, you come across a long dead body of a dwarf. Who appears to be clutching a bundle of cloth. Inside the bundle, you discover a beautiful gilded mace.
Ooh.
Whose flanges are topped by a golden sun.
This appears important. My friends, I may have found something of interest.
What'd you find?
A weapon.
At that same time.
The gilded sun atop.
Where did you get this?
From this long dead dwarf.
Stealing from the dead.
We shall use this to avenge his kin.
To avenge.
I think you would approve, given our intent.
You have detect magic on. Yes, it's magical.
Bomb is okay with this one.
Bomb, it's okay.
We're going to let this one slide, according to Bomb.
All right.
At Hathor.
Yeah.
You come across a secreted away door.
Ooh.
Leading to another one of these small secreted alcoves that you found the javelin in. And you open it. It's relatively easy. It's not trapped. And once you figure out how, and the door slides to the right. On the inside, you find like a small coin pouch that looks flat, like there's nothing in it.
Open it up and take a look.
There is a single ring on the inside.
Oh, my ring to rule them all.
I take a look at it. What does it look like?
It looks like a dark gray steel ring with blue small gems leading to a large purple one in the center.
Oh, it's a +2 strength.
It's the 2 ring, slightly better than the 1 ring.
Sauron gonna be mad.
Ladar, take a look at this.
This will take some time.
It is not a ring for storm giants.
It is a ring.
Okay, so you're identifying both of these, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he find anything with his 19?
No. Those were the only two things of note. You guys rolled higher than he did, so you found them first.
Okay.
But I rolled a
19. That's a damn shame.
Yeah. And we still beat you.
But I rolled a 19.
And if you had rolled a 21, you would have found it before Azim.
Hmm.
Got some spice over here. You been eating some peppers or something?
Fine. Nador sits down.
You literally were about to walk over to this shelf and Azim beat you to it.
No.
Ah, tiny legs.
Identify.
Which one are you doing first?
The ring.
Okay. You identify.
Brush it there off your shoulders.
That you cannot identify.
Haters.
Oh. I think I'm broken.
Your identify spell reveals that you are not in the right conditions to identify this ring.
The fuck does that mean?
Knowledge, arcana, or religion check.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a...
Looking into it.
Try again later.
Mm.
7.
Once again.
No idea why.
Try again later.
You used to be good at this.
Sure. Powerful magical items require certain conditions to be activated or identified.
I cannot find out what this does.
That's because I think this thing is remarkably powerful.
No, I didn't catch that.
I did.
Oh.
That's why you can't identify
with
it.
With this knowledge,
mm-hmm.
Do another identify spell.
I mean, it's a ritual.
It's a ritual. You can do it all you want.
Yeah. 10 minutes.
Just take 10 minutes.
Keep a job.
I sit back down.
Oh, you mean it's really good? Let me try again.
That you must be...
Identify.
Outdoors and at night.
I sense earthy smells in a night sky. This is not the proper place.
Well, it might be dark outside. I cannot tell because we are underground.
I fucking love the way you said that. I'm so for fucking reals, dude. That was fucking boss. Mm. So many people are like, oh, yeah, you gotta take the ring back and I put it in the pouch. Like, okay. Fucking like that. That was good.
When we're done.
Then.
What of this? Take it away.
God. Gods.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and
identify 1d8. Identify 1d8.
Right, it's like the priest from the Scarlet Letter.
Hopefully, I won't, you know.
What? You put it on and nothing happens.
1d8. It is not always wise to put on magic items that you don't know what they do.
I'm aware, but we may die in a couple of hours, so...
Did you put the ring on?
Yeah.
Identify. Identify. Identify.
Does it have the word gaunt inscribed on it?
Does it say Trollbane on the inside of the band, by any means?
So I've got bad news.
I'm gonna pretend I can't read backwards through paper and just ignore what that says.
Care to reveal?
Oh.
Just put that one in there.
Right.
What is it?
It is a mace of disruption.
And by all means, tell us what the mace of disruption does.
When you hit a fiend or undead with this magic weapon, the creature takes an extra 2d6 of radiant damage.
Ooh.
If the target has 25 HP or fewer, after taking this damage, it must succeed a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or be destroyed.
I feel like they got the Mace of Smiting and the Mace of Disruption's names backwards.
Well, it's only on Undead and Fiends.
No, that's what I'm saying. The disruption you would think would be like for constructs, but smiting is for fiends and undead.
Mm.
I think they got those backwards.
I mean, well, Mace of Disruption always used to be. I mean, that's a classic against undead.
The fact
that they made it versus fiends now is nice.
Yeah.
On a successful save, the creature becomes frightened of you and will end and of you until the end of your next turn. While you hold this weapon, it sheds bright light for 20 in a 20-foot radius. And dim light an additional 20-foot radius.
Okay, so maybe not draw it until you're ready to actually use it.
Bing!
They're over there!
We can fuck this guy up, man!
And as you identify the weapon, it starts to glow.
Oh. I got a little excited. Calm down.
In the dark, your cloaca is open. Okay, so,
but that requires an attunement.
I feel like over the course of this time we could have, you know, attuned to that.
Right, it took us 4 hours.
Yeah,
you can, I mean, well, you see, you took 4 hours to find this, then 30 minutes 10 minutes to identify, 10 minutes to identify, then 10 minutes to identify. So this is 4.5 hours later, so you'd have to take another hour to attune to it. If you'd like.
Oh yeah, Nadar would like.
No, oh yeah, Nadar would like. Alright, that's what you do.
Alright, so I would also like to maybe just take a look at that leftward hallway.
Okay.
That we didn't go down. Once you're done, a tuner baby.
A tuner baby. Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit longer.
Oh, it's glowing. It's glowing.
Oh, God. All right, stop.
Baseball, B. Arthur.
Oh, trees.
Cold showers.
Trees, naked humans. Oh. Terrible dwarven architecture. Okay, there we go.
That's funny.
You trigger half Thor.
Twitch. Raise this motherfucker. All right, so down that unexplored hallway, let's just take a look at what's all right, down there.
You come out of the armory, take a right, go down like another 150 feet, take a right, leads down another long hallway. And at the end of this long hallway, you have to get kind of close because there's no lights down here anymore.
Oh, wait, I got that covered.
Ting!
No. The hammer is also cast light, too.
I know, but it's still, you have to get kind of close.
I remember.
Once you get within about 60 feet of your dark vision, you see there's a spiral staircase going up.
The staircase that we saw up in the barracks going down, was that a spiral staircase?
Sure was.
I think that's the barracks up that way.
Okay. Should we check? To be sure.
Yeah, what the hell? Oh, go up the stairway.
It's a tall stairway, so it takes you a minute, but once you get up there, you recognize very linear hallway.
It's the barracks. Back down I go.
All right. So, I guess start heading back toward the keep.
All right. So, what's your plan?
How wide is the moat at its narrowest point?
Narrowest? 20 feet.
Okay. So, can't jump it. You could almost jump it. I can't quite.
How much?
20.
Ooh, yeah.
You're about you're a foot short, I'm 3 feet short.
Well, I mean, the point is, there's nowhere to grab onto if you do jump it. You're just, there's a...
It's just oh, a that's straight wall. That's the wall right there.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the wall.
Okay, I thought that was like ground right there. And 60 feet up.
Do we even know for sure if the keep is where the rituals happen? Before we get real involved here?
Well, the only other place to go are the mines.
Mm-hmm.
There was a place inside the forge that led into places with... Or that had the carts.
Mm-hmm. You saw the other side of those tunnels. They led down the rails, and the rails led into the mines.
Mm-hmm. So,
it'd be an interesting way to get into this chamber, but aside from the main entrance.
So, we just have the mines to go down into.
Mines in the keep, and you don't see any stairs leading down from any of the other things, so.
This right here, is this like a ramp going up?
No, that's lava.
That's lava.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything connecting like this level to this level?
Hold on. I mean, I haven't drawn this in a while.
I'm gonna need you to member mo better.
And you can suck my dick.
Mo better.
Wanted that to be a bridge, but that's not lava, that's more space. It's basically on this level that it's just more... This is a bridge going over this level, and there might be, like, doors and stuff leading in there. The lava ends right here.
Okay.
So that's just more of this.
Okay, so this is like a murder hole right here.
Yeah, kind of. This is okay. A stone bridge going from this plateau to that plateau.
All right. We get back there, and I just kind of like, just kind of glance around the corner. Is all of this lit up?
The lava flow lights everything in this cavern.
Okay. All right.
Make a perception check.
Yep.
Who? Just him or all of us?
He said he was peeking around. So.
18.
Okay. You see something that Azim did not.
Okay.
Because it was not there when Azim went there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's legit.
It's a giant black dragon.
You see blue flame coming from the mine shaft on your left.
Blue flame coming from the mine shaft on the left.
Blue flame. Roll a knowledge arcana.
Nice. That'd be a 21.
That's fairy fire.
Fairy fire.
Fairy fire.
Why would somebody have cast fairy fire in that mine?
Looks like we're about to have some help. If you ask me.
You don't know.
Which didn't.
I relate all this to them.
He relates it.
Okay. How high above the floor here is this causeway?
40 feet.
Okay. It's 120.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 60 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's no reason for Fagfire to be in a cave.
Otherwise undisturbed worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is like a sheer drop here, and these stairs have like a corner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm thinking maybe the best way to get down here, just to keep from being within the line of sight of all this bullshit, is just go right inside the door,
drop down.
Set a piton, and just rappel down really fast.
Is that into a mine?
What? Mine's over here. This is all ground.
This causeway is 40 feet up. He's saying rappel down from the causeway to the floor.
And that would give us some cover from the stairway so that stuff here couldn't target us, at least while we're back here.
I don't know. I'm not a tactician. I like to be in the woods. I'm going to be of no help. I like trees. This has nothing to do with a tree.
Is her pendant still glowing green?
It's under her clothes. You can't tell.
Yeah. Check for pendant.
I was asking if maybe it was like glowing yet. Through the clothes, you know, but she's wearing leather, so.
Barely see it glow because it looked like she had like maybe a locket and something was glowing from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's under her clothes, so it's kind of contend with the locket and her clothes, so you can't tell.
There's something in that mine. They cast fairy fire.
I think that it's a good idea to go check it out, but I don't know how we can do so, all of us, in a quiet manner.
One at a time.
I can create a distraction.
Like another dragon?
Or something of the like?
It would be really great if you could put an illusion of a roper right here.
I do not know if I can get it all the way to the... hold on, let me check my spell book.
I know, it's just a... I would bet that these things are probably terrified of ropers.
I imagine, as much as we are terrified of a bear...
Ropers are worse than bears. We fought bears before.
I understand.
We also fought a roper.
I can actually become a spider.
Perhaps.
Somebody could ride my back.
Or you could also be something very small.
120 feet. She'd have to get closer, but yeah. She could definitely do something at the end of the causeway.
If it is your intent to sneak past, I can grant us all a measure.
Oh,
my
yes.
Abilities to walk through the shadows.
Your shadow abilities, yes. That's a good idea.
Yes, that would help. Especially with this one.
And she points at Adar. But she makes a sleight of hand check to make sure he didn't see.
This one.
18.
And I look at her and I'm like, it would also help with this one.
14, and that Nadar looks behind him.
You think she was talking about Heifer?
Yeah. Almost certain.
Yeah, he's actually been rolling a lot better than me himself.
He has. But she's seen him roll really poorly, too.
Some sort of distraction like a... what would be the antithesis of a black dragon? Perhaps a...
A human?
Sort of like how big a creature or an object can you make?
Well, let me tell you, I can create an image of an object, creature, or some other visible phenomenon that is no larger than a 20-foot cube.
Okay, so that could be actually a...
I can make a giant. It worked well. Dwarves hate giants.
Yes, they were quite distressed.
Yes, I can operate the ends of the causeway. You can make your way into the mine, and I can catch up with you. I am very good at stealth.
A fire giant would be quite...
Fire giants would be quite good.
Something unintimidated by the lava flow.
Yes, yes, it's very good.
And the thing is, the fire giants are the ancient foe of all dwarves, regardless of our skin. They are why we are here.
You racist.
They brought us here.
Well,
perhaps
your ancestral foe.
How large is a giant wolf spider? I've turned into one before. You can ride me as a giant wolf spider, yeah?
Pretty sure.
The same? I think he has before, right?
I was not aware of conditions to riding you before now.
Up the tower outside on the foyer. Yeah.
Or...
Yes, he...
No, he didn't ride
what's
me.
What's the speed of it?
When you were a spider, I rode you up the side of the tower.
I thought so, yeah. Right?
I think it's
okay.
Medium, and he's small, so yeah.
Yeah,
I'm medium.
But he also has...
Size medium.
He has spider climb now, so I mean, he
sure can.
Oh, I guess you do.
Right over there.
You don't need me.
I can spider on my own.
But I mean... I don't think either of you... I think you two are both way too heavy for...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking is if Marilla makes a distraction...
We can all... Like, he and I can get in.
I'll drop a rope down.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll just turn into a spider and climb down. You won't have to worry about me.
Just have to worry about Clanky McClanksers over there.
I do not clank.
I can improve his ability to not clank.
Oh, I didn't... Perhaps tomorrow I can give you the ability to move silently or more quiet.
No, that's all right. He can help us out for now.
Yes.
Wow.
We'll see where we go from there. In the meantime, I start, like, giving you a hand with, like, a climbing belt, getting everything cinched up correctly,
mm-hmm.
Getting you know, the line tied off, getting right. Mine ready.
So, you all make stealth checks with plus 10 because of Pass Without Trace?
Plus 1 to you.
Plus 3 to me.
Dub 7s. So,
Morella's 5. She got 31.
So I'm at a 19.
That's still good.
I got a 30.
Nice. God damn!
Dravini, where'd you go?
You fade from the narrative.
I turned into a spider, and I just...
You're a little spider.
No. I'm a giant spider.
She's our size spider.
I'm a giant spider.
Wow. Okay.
26.
Jesus. 16.
That's good for you.
Ladar, you're my favorite person. So who goes first?
I'm going to go first because I have to set the piton, drop the rope.
Set the piton quietly. Well, luckily there's a bunch of Dwargar all over this keep making similar piton noises. So,
and I'm around the corner and I'm kind of setting the piton like kind of around the corner.
Okay.
And...
Just time it to their blows, like ting, 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 ting.
Okay, yeah, like
that's
it, like
legit.
I'm supportive of this.
Yep. All right, and I'm going to rappel down.
Roll athletics check.
Okay. Oh, please. I got this.
Please, Moradin, don't let me fuck up. Athletics would be 14.
Good enough.
Alright. I hit the bottom and I immediately kind of duck back behind the stair.
Okay. You can, like, kind of go under the causeway.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
So, as a giant wolf spider, on the little thing, it doesn't say that I can create a web. But can I? As a spider?
Wolf spiders aren't.
You can't use it as an attack, but I'm...
No, I mean,
you could
like...
probably just rappel down a web, yeah.
Well, like, a sticky thing to catch... somebody if they happen to fall.
Wolf spiders aren't weaver spiders. They don't do webs.
Oh, okay then.
Orb spiders do webs. Wolf spiders, they live in like little holes and they
jump out. But I mean, they have web sense and web walker, then okay.
I'm going to say you can make a thread of web and over time you could make a web, but you can't...
I'm not like...
It's not a weaponizable web.
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't want to do a weaponizable one. I wanted to, like, create, like, a little padding just in case Nadar falls. Okay. Cool. But I can. I still have, like, the ability to actually create a web out of my, like, thorax or whatever the fuck it is.
I'm actually going to take the rope, and I'm going to hold it basically nice, taut, and steady for him as he climbs.
Yeah, I don't I don't really do anatomy of arachnids, so thanks.
Nadar, make a athletics check at advantage because Hathor is assisting you with the rope.
Now that would be an 18.
More than enough. You get all the way down.
Okay.
So make less of a noise than Hathor when you hit.
Okay, so we kind of, like I said, tucked behind the stairs. I'm looking now more or less directly at the mine. What am I seeing in there?
You see perception check.
Yeah, I'm there too. I went down before him.
14. Perception check.
That's at 11.
Thirteen.
14.
Let's see. Are you going to...
18.
Well, you all see it. You see a small shape, roughly humanoid, but Azim size, move in front of the fairy fire and proceed down the mine shaft.
Okay.
I click my little, what are they, mandibles?
Yeah.
Kind of giving you a sense that I'm here, and I follow.
That is creepy.
Okay.
All right, give me one more group stealth check as you try to make it between the stairs and the... It's all open ground out here, guys.
Do we still have...
Still with plus 10.
Plus
10? Plus
10, yeah. So 16.
Last trace lasts concentration up to an hour.
That's a 35 from my level.
21.
Holy shit.
23.
Holy shit.
16.
Oh.
Your day has come. I rolled 2 ones in a row. Halfling luck defeated. That's a 9.
With your plus 10.
19.
19. Wow. It's a good thing you cast that spell.
I need a dex save from all of you.
Oh, shit.
Got us.
That's not going to do it.
Oh, that's not either.
What about Morella?
Oh, she made the dex save.
No, I meant casting the giant.
Yeah?
Yeah, there was going to be a distraction.
There was going to be a distraction. I totally forgot about that. She was stealthing with you guys.
Yeah.
Did she do both?
She'll cast it now. As this happens, but this happens.
Ugh, bullshittium.
We had the plan established.
We super had the plan established.
That's true, that's true.
Just because the DM forgot doesn't mean it didn't happen. We discussed this.
She specifically said she's going to cast it, then join us.
That's true. You're right. My apologies. So, just as Azim falls down into a mining cart, and several things go everywhere, at the same exact moment... A large fire giant appears at the end of the causeway. The cavern shakes, but not really shake, just makes, you know...
Seems to shake.
Seems to shake, and it pulls a giant flaming greatsword and roars. All of you make perception checks.
Black.
Natural 20.
I don't perceive shit.
Neither did I.
It's going to be 22nd.
Dravinia.
Yes.
And Azim. You guys are just running inside. You're like, oh god. Hathor and Nadar, you're just running inside. Oh god, the giant's here. Time to go, time to go, time to go. Azim, you're getting up from your debacle. And Dravinia, you look back to see Azim, and you look happen to glance toward the keep. It brandishes its sword and says something. And while all the Dwargar turn to it, they don't immediately attack. They actually try to talk to it.
Do you speak Undercommon?
I do not. I just speak Common.
They're talking to it. Marilla doesn't appear to realize this, but you and Azim do. Azim, do you speak Undercommon? Do any of you speak Undercommon?
No.
No, nobody said, hey, you should learn this.
Do any of you speak Giant?
Also, no.
I do not.
Hard pass.
Does Marilla?
No.
She speaks several languages.
Well, the Giant is now speaking Common. The Giant yells in a booming voice, speak plainly in Common. Dwargar look kind of weirdly at this, and one walks to the second tier bridge. It's a robed one. He yells out in Common, are you here for the tongs? To which it replies, yes. We did not expect you. Please wait. And that toddles off. What are you guys doing?
As soon as that thing appeared and as soon as it got everybody's attention, we're...
All right, you guys go into...
Left to the cave.
Yep.
The thing, and do you stay to see how this turns out, or...
Oh, fuck no.
Okay.
Asim does.
Okay.
I've got the broom.
Yeah.
Somebody's talking about delivering a thing from A to B. I'm going to wait. And I'm going to point myself towards where this giant is. Okay. And if they come out with some tongs and try to give them to this giant, my plan is to just... And snatch those motherfuckers.
Okay. Several minutes go by. What do you guys do?
And I'm ready to, step of the wind, slap the broom, whatever I got to do.
Slap the broom.
I'm staring at a scene like...
And Asim's like, wait for it.
So you guys wait for Asim.
No.
You don't have to wait for Asim. Don't let me stop you.
All right, well, you guys proceed down this tunnel.
Yeah, Asim's
a little bit crazy.
It is pitch black.
I'll stay with Asim.
It's okay. I have 60 feet of dark vision as a wolf spider.
It's pitch black. Nadar, you're staying with Asim.
Mm-hmm. As soon as we get around a corner,
yeah.
I will light my hammer. So we got some light for the benefit of...
The minute you enter, you see immediately there's a tunnel that goes to the left, there's a tunnel that goes ahead of you, and a little bit up there's a tunnel that goes to the right.
Okay.
There's a giant boulder right here, in kind of just sitting at the entrance.
Okay.
And, nothing.
Did the fairy fire travel with the small creature we saw?
No, it's just sitting there smoldering, though it went out all of a sudden.
Okay.
I thought it worked that way.
Have Thor and darkness. Dravinia give me a perception check.
You can cast it on it. I'm holding. Just like what?
Not great.
And that makes it.
That's Nate.
You said, power. What am I rolling?
Perception.
About to drive by, rob these motherfuckers.
20.
Great.
And be like, dark shroud. 20. Wow. You see from about just at the end of your dark vision, there appears to be another tunnel going to the right. And from around that corner, you see a small head just kind of look out, look at you, then poke back in.
Oh, shit. It's Dewey.
Right, I like.
Oh god, if it was Dewey. Oh my god.
Don't get ahead of me now.
Every motherfucker we've helped through this entire adventure just comes in to help us out.
Right, like you're Dewey.
I climb on
Winston,
the ceiling.
Baron
of Greensburg.
Hey, Winston.
And go.
Fuck it, we'll just go home.
Stay on the ground.
Right, you got this.
I literally like.
So roll a stealth check as a spider. And you're not with. You don't get the +10 because you're out of range.
Yeah, you gotta be within 30 feet of me.
Ugh, it's a 10.
So you come around the ceiling and come around this corner?
Yeah.
Okay. As you start to approach it, you see the little head poke out, looks up, looks you right in the several bulbous, terrifying eyes, and goes, runs.
I try to, squeak. You're like...
It's just terrifying. You're a giant spider.
I get on the ground and I, put up my front mandibles, like, Wait.
That's even more terrifying. Wait. That's how most spiders attack.
No, not like rear up, but like...
See, I'm just thinking Bailey Dog, but
so,
Spider-Man.
So, like, as you try to spider diplomacy, at the same time, as you spider diplomacy, you're seeing this, all this on the edge.
I should have spider diplomacy. Like, I just want to make sure that got into the microphone.
What's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on here?
And that boulder you're next to moves. And stands up. And you look to your right. And there's an earth elemental right next to you.
I put the hammer down.
These like strong heads.
Yes, rock fighter.
man,
roll a diplomacy check. Or
where
a
is persuasion check.
Persuasion check. Be like, what's up, bro?
Your passive perception is so high, you hear a rumble behind you and you turn around. There's a giant rock man standing next to Hathor, kind of just looking at him.
Like, I click my little...
Hathor's like, stop, we mean you no harm!
I'm not talking.
I know, I was just a throwback to his campaign, sorry. He's got his hands up, kind of like, whoa, there, big guy, so I'm getting real low.
I rolled a 1 on my diplomacy, by the way. Not a natural 1, but a 1.
Oh, you have a minus on
diplomacy? I have a minus 1 charisma, yes.
I'm a dwarf!
I understand.
But I'm also a different color dwarf than these motherfuckers.
So we'll get back to that. A few minutes later, they come back. The robed individual with a dwarven female. In very ornate full plate. Comes out.
You said dwarven rather than dwerger.
Dwerger or female in very ornate full plate.
Ooh,
she says some things in giant to the giant. Marla does not speak giant. So she says, speak plainly. Whispers to the thing, and then the mage says, okay, cast a spell, and the giant disintegrates.
Yep.
Move your ass.
Get.
Asim, I believe that is our cue to leave.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh noms.
Morello will now make a dex save.
Oh noms.
As she is seen in the you guys see, like, come on, she's coming at you, but there's this one stone sticking up, it caught you, and it caught her, too, and she goes into the cart, and then she needs to make two separate...
Oh, golly gee.
I better heal this one.
Bah.
Oh, no.
She failed both.
Oh, no!
That's unfortunate.
No, Morella, no!
I rolled a 7 out of 6.
No! What you need, Holmes?
I need way too many d6.
Don't do it. It's not worth it. I will not let you borrow mine.
Oh, crap.
All
right.
On the good side, I'm here.
But you can't do Crown of Madness.
No, I can't.
Or Dissonant Whispers.
Do you have Revivify?
But I do.
Okay.
That is good. Touche. I mean, I'm not sad that you're not here. I'm happy you are, but...
She takes 46 fire damage.
What's her hit points?
46.
She just took over twice her health. I think she's dead.
Think she's dead. Yeah.
She recently leveled.
Well, isn't that a lucky thing for all of us?
I've just added an elder sign to my sigil, just in case.
Let me pull up my spell book. Because I have not cast Revivify before.
It brings her back to 1.
Yeah. But is it...
She has 30 hit points. So it is not double. But she is most assuredly completely fucking immolated and unconscious.
Yeah.
Remember how I was saying those catapults weren't the thing you had to worry about?
I believed you.
Yeah, we all did.
Remember how I used to have hair?
Yeah.
Remember how she used to have hair?
Remember how I told your asses to get inside the cave while they were distracted?
Oh, but they can't see you. You guys are inside the cave.
Now?
She just tried to sneak
in. I'll tell you who can see you. Fucking rock elemental.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
So, I guess this is initiative now.
I'm down the damn hallway.
My Dwargar will all go. And
God bless it. Oh, none of it's going anywhere. I've already done the angle math.
Yeah, I got a touch.
Whatever.
Touch me.
Come on now, touch me, baby.
But she's doing death saving throws, so I can bring her up.
This scar has gotten elaborate.
Jesus.
What's the things on the side? Not the down, the up. Just right. Above the finger thumb.
These? What are your initials?
The wisps off 20, the 25. Finger thumbs.
Question mark around 20.
They are just lines.
Who's doing the initiative?
Not it. Probably the person with the board.
No, I mean, what people are doing the initiatives?
Everyone who wants to be involved in this.
Am I close enough to matter for combat purposes?
I am a spider. Down a hallway. I don't see none of this.
I can certainly probably do two hear fireballs. It. Two fireballs just went off probably 80 feet behind you. You almost felt the heat off that.
Okay, so who got above a 20?
I'll take a 23.
Ooh. Me like you.
Let me roll for the earth elemental.
Anybody between a 15 and a 20?
18. 16, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's pretty terrifying. I'm pleased with this for something I just doodled.
Elemental got a 3.
And now it's gone forever.
Bye.
This is great. It's like a mandala machine. Everything I draw on here, gone.
Okay,
A 12.
Thank you. My brain stopped working.
It sucks for Morella. She rolled a 2 on her stealth.
Head of Morella. Oh, she's dead. She's dead.
She has an initiative. If she's still within 30 feet of me, hang on. That's still plus 10. If she's around.
No. Nope.
Saving throws.
Let's see. That was...
You had a 13.
At a 12.
You had
12. Morella also had a 12, but I'm betting her dex is higher than yours.
Yes, it is.
Question mark. Got a 20...
Got that already.
Elemental got a 3.
Got that already, thanks.
Dwargar got a 6.
Do not like question mark. Getting a 20. Just.
Bruh.
Okay, so it looks like, is that everybody? We've got Asim. Question mark, Dadar, Morella, Hapthor, Dravinia, Dwargar, and the Elementals.
Although,
rock.
Where she landed is roughly 30 feet away from you.
What about the dude mirror run away from
she,
you?
She...
That was question mark.
Okay.
The she, Dwargar, in the full plate? She?
Where? No, Morella. Oh. Dwargar, that's...
Yeah, that's I was confused, like, where?
Huh? Yeah, she dimensioned door to right in front of you, and will now full round.
I'm gonna say we're gonna leave. I see we need cover.
Yeah. Our part of the plan is not to get involved here. So Nadar is certainly within 30 feet of me being half stuffed in the bag of holding on my back whilst I'm on the broom.
That never happened.
Oh, we don't do that?
We didn't do
no.
it.
God.
No, he rappelled down with me.
What the fuck am I even doing then?
I don't even fucking know.
That's why
Where
we were so...
Am I?
You were giving everybody plus 10.
Right, but only people within 30 feet of me.
Yeah.
So did they all bail?
The majority of you started to sneak down. When it appeared that you might be discovered, she conjured the giant.
Right.
As was the plan.
As was the plan. Then a couple minutes went by, and she was trying to keep the illusion up, and you stuck around
to see, hey, Tom's.
She was roughly 50 feet away from you. She made a stealth check. She got blown the fuck up, and now she's lying roughly 30 feet away from you.
Yeah, that's why we were wondering what the fuck, why the fuck you were waiting on. It was like,
well, because
we're supposed to get one of the caves.
It turned into weird events. You guys expected to immediately attack the fire giant, but they started to parlay with it. He was like, what the fuck is this?
Instead.
Right? Like, I need to know what they're trying to...
He was adapting to changing circumstances.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure.
But I'm still on the broom.
You have the broom with you.
All right.
STTFP.
Yeah.
Stick to the fucking plan.
All right, so I'm going to activate the broom.
And if you guys had stuck to the fucking plan, she would have gotten got and been nowhere in sight.
So I want to fly 30 feet over and try to, like, just scoop her up on the way.
Is she in plain sight of the...
She's in the wide open.
Yeah, she's, like, right here in the middle.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to snag her, and because her and I on the broom probably
still is under
the limit.
So you fly out 30 feet.
Grab her, which is probably the rest of my movement at least.
Probably.
So that's fine.
I mean, double move? Can you bonus action to dash?
Now, if I'm still concentrating on Pass Without Trace...
Yes.
Does she still benefit from it by coming back into the range?
She's an object. She doesn't get a stealth check.
Morella?
Yeah.
Is an object?
You're carrying her right now.
Evidently.
Since she's dead, that's the fuck out.
She's essentially one of your items.
Okay. So, can I... Having had some experience on the broom by now, and I still have the bag of holding, right?
Yeah.
Nobody took that from you. I want to fly and, like, pivot around and open the bag and try to, like, scoop up her corpse. God damn it. Why can't I just be a witch?
I've got a level in
warlock now. Let me have this.
I feel like you can scoop and run.
You're out in the open, 30 feet. You've picked up Morella.
It's 50 feet fly speed, though.
Yeah.
Right, so 30 feet. Take my action to put her in the bag of holding?
If you want
to
move again, you'd have to use your actual action. Or your actual move speed. You can't double move with a broom.
No, but can I move 30 feet, put her in the bag as my action, and move 20 feet additional to finish out the broom's move?
Yeah.
Because the movement of the broom is 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're 10 feet
away. Just like sweeping down and just grabbing her.
Yeah, just sweep down, like grab her, if like stuff her in the bag.
You cannot stuff her in the bag as an action.
You wouldn't want to because he's got to heal her.
That is far more of a complicated process that you can accomplish in an action.
All right.
This thing isn't made to carry bodies. It's not like you could just slip it in. You'd literally have to tuck
her. I can fly over to her and like hop off the broom and grab her up and prepare the bag to stuff her into with the subsequent action. My strength is 12.
Okay, so more than enough to pick her up.
Okay, yeah.
Or just throw her over your shoulder and get the fuck out of dodge.
Like, just grab her by the waistband or something
like that. Yeah, I mean, if I can fly by attack, grab her by whatever I happen to fucking grab, that's fine too.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah, you ain't got time to, like, stop and pick her up. And, like, you're gonna have to do it on the fly.
Yeah.
You get there, you pick her up, throw her on the fly. Throw her over the broom.
Hey, consent's important.
Then fly 20 feet back.
Okay. Then that is my plan.
Or 20 feet toward the cave?
Next.
20 feet.
Where are you flying 20 feet towards? Us?
Yeah.
Or out?
I mean, obviously, I gotta pull her away from danger. Hang on.
Pardon me.
Or Morella.
Right?
Yeah, no
got
shit.
Got so hard.
You know what? I'll even, because I happen to like Morella, spend the key point to Step of the Wind. So I fly the broom over, grab her, like side saddle, flop her over the broom.
30 feet, use your action, put her on.
And I'm just holding it, and I just run another 35 feet with Step of the Wind away from danger. With her, like, on the broom, I'm just like...
35 feet in the cap.
Yes.
Got it.
That's me.
Okay.
All right, so that was top of the round, 20. Question mark.
All right.
things happen.
What are you, Jeff Goldblum?
I don't know. Question hey, mark monster DM. You tell me if I'm Jeff Goldblum.
Life finds a way.
I mean, you see me trying to save my pseudo girlfriend here. Life's gonna find a way.
Right? I mean, she's flirting with you all of the time.
All the time?
Mm-hmm. There's some definite attraction there. Mm-hmm. Get it.
We have built the necessary dice worth of tension.
For those interested in the question mark.
I am.
Riley.
She looks around. And ooh, you get a good look at her this time. It is a small, stout little gray-skinned gnome. She looks out, sees the dire peril, kind of puts her hands up, looks left, looks
right. My hand, I'm left, still a spider right. Doing this thing right here.
Sees that you're literally trying to get your compatriot in, and she goes, and wiggles her fingers, and I need you to make a con. No, I'm kidding.
Wrecked.
And a...
Oh, I got that one.
Cloud of fog surrounds you. And the front of the entrance.
I seems tactical mind is okay with this.
And then she looks at the spider.
Who's going like this?
And which, still, you're a giant
looks
spider.
Menacing. This
is that is terrifying.
There is no way because... Well,
there's no way you can persuade as a spider. I'm sorry. Now
maybe you should drop that force.
Wait, I want to say, keep this in mind, that a wolf spider is an attacking spider. So rearing up on your back legs...
Yeah, I'm not rearing up on my back legs. I have 8 legs. I'm only waving.
Roll a persuasion check at disadvantage.
Oh my gosh.
Extreme disadvantage.
If Dravidian gets nuked by our ally, that's gonna suck.
I am.
No, on the surface.
On the surface.
Persuasion? What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Persuasion is a disadvantage.
That's only fucking. So that's a 13?
That's not terrible.
I mean, not terrible.
Not bad. That is not bad.
Can I use.
Not good enough, but it is not bad.
Not bad.
I mean, I haven't used that inspiration die that Morella gave me. Can I use that
you
now?
You didn't roll a 20.
It's been longer than 10 minutes. 20s.
Oh, no, she means bardic inspiration.
Oh, that
one. Longer than 10 minutes.
Yarg. I figured as much, but I grasping straws here. Yes. I mean, on my good die, I rolled an 18.
Give me a second. I gotta figure something out.
How much gnomish panic?
What?
How much gnomish panic?
I mean, legit. I'd be afraid of a fucking spider, too.
Yeah. You're this tall. It's this tall. Yeah, I'd be worried.
Yeah, the whole reason of taking the spider form was to stealth, and we've been found out, so not much point in having the spider form anymore.
I can only turn, like, very... Like, yes, seriously, every time...
We could ask poison damage, seriously.
Every time... No,
it's not unworthwhile.
Listen, every time I turn into an animal, it never... ever works out the way it should.
Look.
Besides once. It has happened once.
I know,
remember
Grill
that
is pretty,
druid
pretty
I
great.
Played? Sometimes
but
it worked out.
I literally
out
came
sometimes
in fucking Donkey Konged and then got hit and turned into me. Next round, like.
The panther form versus
the
ogres.
But I turned into a fucking ram once and I was like, yeah, let's do this.
It's
and
a 5-foot wide hall,
boy. And was like, nah. Run away. I'm like,
actually, the ram form would be perfect for this thing.
Asim was in a bad spot. Alright.
No, legit, which is fine. But then I also turned into, like I said, Donkey Kong, and I fucking threw a barrel, and then I was done. And then, like, I've turned into other things, and I'm like,
actually, wait, didn't I jump on top of you and have you, like, jump the gap? Because we were on the wall.
That was the plan, yeah. But then
you jumped off and said, fuck your shit.
Well, it turned out there were more people inside than we thought.
Yeah.
So it became a sort of divide and conquer.
No, plan. Absolutely.
We
but
were
I'm
improvising.
Saying.
Oh, you guys were getting ready to do that, and then they walked in, and that's when Dewey let off that shatter.
All right, because we had no idea Dewey was there, and he was like, well. And we're like, oh.
I'm like, well.
Mr. Wellbottom Thunderpants.
Yeah, well, that changes the whole game.
All right, cool. I'm changing it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just saying, like, my animal shapes.
Look, you're rolling the dice because you're sort of
no,
like...
No, actually, I don't have to roll dice to do that.
But then, sure. Subsequently to not rolling dice, you're rolling the dice because we're all going to do our own shit. And you can't be like, this is my plan. Because we don't know.
Right, I know. But it's just like, god damn it.
See, my plan would be.
That's why I took a natural voice and I got a pearl of speech so that whatever form I was in, I could still talk to y'all.
I need to...
Pearl speech.
No, this is actually the perfect scenario for that fucking ram, because you just butt people off into the lava.
Into the lava. That is what needs to happen. I want to watch motherfuckers
there are
melt.
Actually a lot with charged abilities.
But my plan for... with Esmeralda there was... was...
going to kill you!
Have the little ship there cast darkness.
The little shit. Wow.
Then I would have I would cast heal.
Alright, so this
have her walk to here to us.
This tiny, tiny little gray skinned gnome looks up at you, she does the fog cloud, looks up at the giant spider, goes and turns into a huge, and when I say huge I mean the category size constrictor snake, and goes.
Well, you
can all of the spider's eyes go.
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, that is a free action.
Spider eyes just go all big and like.
Which still looks terrifying.
Right, so now we're like.
Well, you don't see shit. You're in a fog cloud, but right. You see this.
I seem to feel safe. Concealed. It's fine. A little bit nice to him.
Earth elemental. Giant constrictor snake.
Big ass spider.
And I am sad as a free action.
Sad as a free action.
I use melancholy.
Okay.
And she moves 10 feet back from you, but she doesn't attack because she already used.
Wait, so she can cast a spell. She can use an action to. Oh, she's not of the fucking land. Never mind. Okay, it's Nadar's turn.
Actually, I'm sorry. Yes, she is.
Uh-oh.
All of a sudden, she's not.
She's not a snake no more. Okay.
No, all of a sudden, she's not a circle of the land. She's a circle of the moon also.
Okay, so, Nadar.
Nadar!
How convenient.
hold on. So, I shouldn't do that. It doesn't fit the story. Sorry, Nadar. You have to wait for another minute.
He has to redo his whole NPC.
Paladin, damn it.
Alright, she doesn't turn into a giant constrictor snake. I apologize. I played her wrong. Sorry, I got a lot going on.
It's okay. I'm just saying, like, you had to tell me that, like, 5 minutes ago, so I actually remember
she
now.
She does that, goes, ha! Ah, takes out a rock club and casts something on it. And chilly. It becomes a bigger rock club with, like, gems and shit poking out of it. She holds it back to you and, like, backs up 10 feet.
Can you clap as a spider?
If I were a gnome, that's what Shalitli would look like.
Right? Like, legit. I can probably
not that
clap,
I can tell you this.
But it's not my turn yet.
Sorry. It's not quite as badass, but still cool.
Yeah.
Next.
Nadar.
Seriously, though. It's your turn this time.
Is it
new? Really. It's really your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Time.
Six more.
I wouldn't overcommit to whatever you wanted to do. Go ahead. But it's your turn to guess at your action.
Nadar is in a fog.
Yep.
Yes.
Can he see in the fog?
Fuck no.
Marco.
Let me, let me read you the spell. How about that?
That would be helpful.
Well, to be fair, my hammer, I haven't unlit it. I just set it down, but it's still, like,
that's true.
Glowing. So you see you got, like, a point of light.
That would diffract, yeah. Pretty far.
Like, I got my low beams on.
Got them fog lights.
You create a 20-foot radius sphere of fog centered on a point within range. The sphere spreads. Oh, damn it. Went away.
Hit the thing. Turn it on.
Nope.
You need, like, printed text?
Jolie, do the thing.
First little fog cloud.
Oh. You create a 20-foot radius sphere of fog centered on the point within range. The sphere spreads around corners and its area is heavily obscured. It lasts for the duration or until a wind of moderate or greater speed, at least 10 miles per hour, it disperses it.
I literally had it right here.
Yeah, you had your chance.
I'll troll the DM.
Obscured.
I get wrecked all the
time. The heavily obscured thing came up and it's not on my thing, so let me...
Well, I would say heavily obscured would be anywhere between 3/4 and 1/4 and full cover.
I gave you
what
all of the post-it notes I had.
To locate Azim in this
Well, I mean, you can see the glow of my hammer, like, through the fog, I'm sure.
Azim hasn't done anything glowy.
183, heavily obscured.
He just tried to save Marilla. He hasn't done anything, like, glowy. But it's probably coming.
Heavily obscured areas such as darkness, opaque fog, or dense foliage blocks vision entirely. A creature effectively suffers the blinded condition.
Oh.
When trying to see something in that area, the presence or absence of light in an environment creates three categories of illumination: bright light, dim light, and darkness. I don't know why they just told me that. So blinded by the light. Blinded. Blind creature can't see and automatically fails any ability check that requires sight. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. So you can't see shit.
I mean, can you just walk forward, though? I feel like that's a thing.
You saw the fog start at a point and spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So you know where it started. You know about where everything was.
It's a 20-foot radius, so there's 10 feet on either side. If he hasn't left right there,
20 feet.
He can see the bubble.
Or at least he has an idea
radius.
Of what
so it's,
right.
So it's 40 feet in there.
It's
and like,
40 feet.
Yeah, it's like fireball size.
Right.
So,
but it's, what, 60 feet across from the steps to the cave?
Roughly 50.
So, I mean, there's...
I mean, just walk forward. If you saw what was in front of you, just go forward.
Storm forward from where you were.
You should be fine. They're both in the fog cloud. You know that, about where Zim was.
I know where to get to half Thor. I'm trying to figure out where Zim is.
You know about where he is, but you can't see him.
Okay, so I stumble forward towards where I thought Zim was.
Give me high or low.
Low.
I rolled a nat 20. You go to about where you thought he was, but he's not there.
Azim.
You hear him. Talking's a free action.
I am here. In the fog.
He's to your right, maybe about 10 feet.
So go to my right 10 feet.
Alright, you can do that. He's there.
He's there.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, I also have...
Groping.
Marilla.
Yeah.
So I...
your shoulder.
So us take up slightly more space than just me, so maybe I'm slightly easier to find.
Groping. Well, I mean, you got there.
Groping, right. I'm shield against groping. Oh, Potter, she is unconscious.
So...
Consent.
I grabbed...
I do not consent. She cannot consent. Which is worse?
The dog grabs Hazim.
Uh-huh.
Sure you do. He's softer than you recall.
And then I grab a portion of Morel.
She is exactly as soft as you recall.
All right, good.
I believe the term is supple, not soft.
She is quite supple, I imagine.
Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
She gets 13 HP back.
You heal a lot of her burns that had, you know... taken out of a lot of her hair and her skin, and she was basically a charred husk, and you breathe life back into her.
That's why I've got it, because I can relate.
Her hair regrows, and...
Oh, is that how it happens? Because I was thinking about seeing this bald
now. On her, it does, because I like her burn.
This is bullshit. Whatever. You want a bald monk? It's only going to be more power.
All right, brother Silas.
Strike me down now, and I shall become...
Tell that to Krillin.
It was fantastic to say and show up.
I was thinking inside of us, so...
Okay. Get over here, guys! Come on!
Yeah, so after doing that, I immediately turned to the light.
Uh-huh. Well, you used about 30 feet of movement and an action, so...
That's all you got,
stand right there, buddy. Because we're in combat, right?
Mm.
Who's next?
Marilla.
Marilla will get down.
Where are we? What?
Over here! Over here! And she will double move to you.
Watch out, there's an earth elemental that I'm trying to calm down.
She come out of the fog.
And then I warn you about the earth elemental.
She double moves, so that's her action. She will get back, and she will bonus healing word herself.
Wise choice.
Yeah.
Okay. I will shuffle around and place myself between Marilla and the rock creature. And I will call down the tunnel.
Druid, if you have any influence over this beast, you had better tell it not to hurt us. We're on your side.
In Dwarven or in Common?
Common. She yells back, don't hurt him.
I'm more worried about him hurting us. I dropped my weapon.
And she, for those who can see the girl, she panics, and touches the ground and closes her eyes. And you feel the slightest sensation of vibration go under your feet. And the earth elemental turns towards her.
I'm still on the broom, so I don't feel shit.
You don't feel shit.
Half 30. No, you're not on the broom
because you got off it to move 35 feet.
See, I figured I, like, flew over here, like, spin move, grab Morella, like, drag her across the ground and try to, like, pivot the broom back up to bring her.
The only way you could have made it back to the entrance is if you got off the broom and Step of the Wind dashed. Otherwise, you would have made it only 20 feet back.
See, I was trying to Step of the Wind the broom.
No, not possible.
But he did only move 35 when he did the Step of the Wind. He specifically said that.
Yes, well, that's all.
That's my move. Yeah.
Right.
The broom technically goes faster than I do if we're under the halfway limit.
Okay, so do you have any more?
I do this to the rock creature.
It kind of lowers its rocky fists
and then headbutt you.
And I point to my eyes and out there, and I look and I say, oh, the spider is our druid. She won't hurt you.
Click click.
She rolls an insight. Roll a persuasion.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Round 12.
Not terrible. Two. 13.
Which one?
13. Roll with advantage because she's trying to aid you.
Yeah, I'm like, I like 13. Nod my little head and click my little mandibles.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's okay, but my friends need help. We need to get them inside.
We're on the map, I am.
Okay. Rumble! Help them!
Rumble.
His name's Rumble. Rumble in the jungle. Why not Bob?
Bob was a good name for Earth
Elemental. No, wasn't right. Actually.
And whose turn is it now?
Half-Thor, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. I put my little front legs together and, like, nod a little bit, like a thank you.
She doesn't seem to be... She's not holding her weapon at you anymore, but she's still got it out, and she's nodding, but she still looks nervous.
And then I go back to these guys.
Okay, what do you do?
How far are they from where I am currently?
60 feet.
Okay, so I move my 30 feet then.
I love your little bow as a spider, that's adorable.
Well, you know, like, thanks, dude, appreciate it, and you're not, like...
Namaste!
And shit, like, I can't talk.
You accidentally spit some web at her.
But just like
web
a little...
Web comes out of the ass, not the...
So on your way out.
So it's an arc shot.
Right?
Oh, it's in my hair! I've got a date later, come on!
No, it's all over my glasses.
Not the first time, it's okay.
Tomorrow.
It tastes like pineapple.
You're welcome!
Oh, dear.
That got sideways fast.
Hurting cats, y'all. Hurting cats.
Hurting gnomish ladies.
Alright, so, I guess I will just double move and, like, kind of, like, point, like, on my back, bitches!
I mean, you can go over and, like,
present.
Yeah, like...
They're still in a fog cloud, so...
But if you're right next to it.
I mean, you don't...
Well, no, I
go... You go 60 feet to Hathor, who is just outside the fog cloud,
right,
and then you see a wall of fog.
Right, and then I, like... So I, like, kneel down and, like, point at my back.
I feel like that's...
For Morella or Hathor?
Yes.
All of you.
No, I mean, Hathor knows he can't get on my back.
I can't write it. Morella's like...
All right, and on her turn, maybe she'll do that.
And that is me. Okay, so after Morella... After me is the Dwargar.
Okay. So, who is inside the fog cloud?
Me.
Yeah, he's the only one so far. No.
Here's another question.
Oh, no, just kidding. You are.
Me and Morella.
I should have thought about this.
No, he...
Morella doubled
it out.
Okay.
I should have thought about this when this happened. What's the range on Fireball?
Like 300 some odd feet.
Pretty out there, yeah. I got you.
Just out of curiosity.
It's got a wicked long range.
It does. It's been a long time since I've cast those, but I don't know.
That would be 150 feet.
Uh-huh. Which, depending on where those guys were standing, just saying.
Okay, so, Gregor? Gregor?
8d6 brutal.
Everyone in the fog cloud, make another deck save.
No shit.
Oh, look. The thing I love to do?
Yep. I mean, this is actually one of my saves.
Do you have evasion?
Not yet. Because I went the other way.
That's right, you had to take a different,
you did.
I didn't.
You didn't, did you?
No.
14.
14.
I mean, that's not bad. It's not okay. Good, but...
11.
11. Oh, damn, guys.
I'm trying to get the fuck
you
out.
You said 14?
And evasion's 14. Level 7.
Wow, you fucking saved.
This motherfucker?
Squeeze!
Yeah. Take 16 fire damage.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
That means you take 32?
I did the monster math.
That means he takes 33, actually.
But still up? You're okay.
Still up? Still up?
Oh, shit!
Fuck
you!
Oh, shit!
My god, damn! That's a big bad ass!
Fire erupts and just disperses the fog cloud.
So if Asim had any hair left, that shit's gone. Because this is literally like the third unsaved fire attack I've taken in like 2 days.
Remember that scar that you had all nice and healed up? It's not healed up anymore.
God damn it!
Oh, you probably should make a concentration check on your...
Trace?
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, all right.
So it's a 16.
Fair enough. Can't argue with that. What is it, con?
Yeah, constitution saving throw.
That's a 14.
What is that? Half damage dealt or 10. And you took 33, so yeah. Pass without trace is gone.
So sneaking, bonus sneaking is over.
Bonus sneaking is over.
Bitch, I know we're here.
It's a good bet. The Empire's worked some shit out between.
Like, when you were like, dude, we could totally just go in, it's fine. I was like, oh, you don't know how many fucking fireballs are on that drone. No,
we could have. It was fine
before the fireball.
But you know what? If we got Nadar here, we just get them to, like, blow all their fucking spells. No, that's not gonna happen, is it? No shit, fuck.
Do the Dwargar have anything more to do? Other than wreck our fucking face?
No, that wrecking your fucking face is enough for me.
Huh? Okay, fantastic, that's fucking great, I hate you. Elemental.
Elemental.
Rocky, whatever the fuck his name is.
Rumble. Rumble.
Thank you.
Rumble?
Rumble.
Which of you looks
in the jungle? Are you serious?
He's also the easiest to pick up.
Where are you at?
What am I at?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
One? Are you at one?
No, I'm at four.
Rumble, now the fog cloud's gone,
yeah.
Moves to you.
He won't hurt you. He's just trying to get you.
And his arms go wide, and it looks like he's going to crush you.
I do defensive things.
All right, he's going to roll the hit then.
Yep.
I do take a free action to say he won't hurt you.
He said he did defensive things.
Asim just took a giant fireball to the face. He rolls the disbelief.
19.
19 what?
To hit.
19 doesn't hit.
Brace so you bummer, bro.
Tuck and roll.
I think it only gets one attack.
Oh, good homes.
Remember the time I worked myself out of the thing that would have saved me? Me too.
Regret. Two attacks.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Come back. I'm trying to save you.
But hug.
Struggle hug.
Struggle snuggle.
Struggle hug. No, because it's not a struggle
24.
Snuggle.
24 certainly is.
And he just kind of falls forward, and you're like just getting it out of the way, but you're not as nimble because you're covered in burns again. And you're like, ah! And you go to get away.
Every time I get new garments,
your hand stops you. And then it laughs as you see this giant, basically tower of earth, just fall on top of you. And as you wait for the end,
fuck,
rocks fall.
It rocks fall.
Wait, for rocks the end. Fall. Despite popular belief, you don't die,
right? Like it protects you.
It wraps around you and sinks into the ground.
The panic!
You are completely paralyzed. You cannot move.
I'm so panicked.
Right? I'm claustrophobic just thinking
like,
about that.
Last night was an ordeal. I thought I was done. Oh. This isn't better.
Oh, God, you remember on Critical Role when they were inside the fucking Primordial?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, God, that sucked.
And,
I feel like, is that
you feel yourself go down.
You think six was enough, but I'm not drunk enough for this.
And that's Rumble's turn.
All right, Asim, speaking of...
yeah, like, what are my options here?
You enjoy are restrained.
What?
Panic.
Entails.
I mean, can you fool around panic? I feel like that's what you should probably
Your speed do. Becomes zero.
Okay.
I mean,
if you'd like to try to bust out,
can he cast
you can
a
make
spell?
A strength saving throw.
Do I feel as though I'm currently being harmed?
No.
Okay. Because I did hear something about how maybe this wasn't the worst thing that could happen.
You're holding your breath because you can't breathe, but you're not being harmed.
I mean, it's only 6 seconds.
That's fine.
Probably doesn't help your claustrophobia, the fact that you can't breathe.
Do you have claustrophobia?
Yeah, like being underground has been mildly uncomfortable for a scene this whole time.
Roll a wisdom saving throw in that case.
So this is way worse.
You shit inside the elemental.
It's elemental, it's mean poison.
Critical poop! Wisdom save?
Wisdom saving throw.
Not bad.
But is it immune to the sickened condition?
13.
No.
Toxic damage! Panic shit!
13.
13?
Yeah.
You keep your wits about you, and because you're basically thinking, well, if I fight, I'm probably fucked, or if I just go with it, hopefully this isn't some long game assassination attempt by
right.
my allies.
Like, that seems like a more effort than is necessary. However...
Wow, well done, guys.
We heard that motherfucker talking to you about that gem.
Let me see if this is a valid thing to happen based on my... You said I'm basically paralyzed?
You're restrained. You can make a strength.
But I couldn't use somatic spell components.
No.
Okay.
Most surely not.
Well, that thing totally has them, so we won't do that.
If you can't breathe, you can't use verbal either.
That's true.
Right? Hey, look, there are spells that only require the one. I don't have any, but they exist.
I guess this session is about me fucking with Mark mostly.
Yeah. I've gotten that sense.
Oh man, not intentionally.
Sometimes it's just my turn. I know. I remember the vinegar.
I remember.
I'm gonna. Use my... What is it? Dodge now is basically full defense?
I mean, you're completely restrained.
I'm full defensing with my mind.
Okay. Your mind is fully defense. You hear another slight chuckle whispered in your head.
Dude, he's fucking with you everywhere now. That's awkward and creepy. He found you and now he's like, oh, wait.
The old man is watching you masturbate.
I know!
Always has. Oh,
he sees you when you're sleeping.
Dude, it's Santa?
I mean, no. if Santa was my warlock, great old one, that'd be pretty fun.
More like the Santa from Futurama.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, maybe he'll give me rockets someday.
Maybe.
Who's next?
Nomi.
The gnome.
She sees Rumble do his work. And then, which of you looks incredibly fucking fucked up.
I look like a spider.
Now that I'm not in the game, it's probably a lot closer of a show.
Morella's in pretty rough straits, I think, and Nadar. But Nadar's still out there in the fucking fog cloud.
No, the fog cloud.
There is no fog cloud.
Okay. He's standing out in the middle of the fucking open...
open field line.
He's at the cave.
No, okay. Okay. We're inside
was
the cave.
Conceived.
You're like 5 feet inside the cave.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, there's no effect spells,
so... I cannot chips.
Nadar is slightly smoky.
There's also somewhere in the fridge. Good luck.
I'm underground. I may as well be the salsa quest cat.
Hey, while you're up,
yeah.
Would you grab me one of those beers you're drinking?
One of the ones I'm drinking?
Yes.
And I'll actually take one of those Sweet Baby Jesus if that's all right.
Is there any more Sweet Baby J?
Bad news, friend.
Oh.
No more Sweet Baby J.
How do you look?
Not this long, well, because it's the last
in
time.
A scale from 1 to 49, I'm at a 21.
Okay, so not great. You're bloodied.
Hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. That's backwards.
What was that, buddy?
I've taken 21 damage.
Literally, 12 beers I brought.
Okay. I'm at a 27 or 28 right now.
She motions you in. And then...
Yeah, as soon as it's my turn, Nadar will fucking get out of town. I'm gonna... Asses and elbows this place.
Asses and elbows?
That's all you get to see is asses and elbows.
Here's a fun... Maybe this will work.
That's not working.
Or is it will work, it's not fast enough for you.
Did you get one?
Out.
Ew. Guess that's something you gotta jump on early.
Alright, nope. She can't really do anything to help you escape, so she just motions to you but gets no closer because there'd be fireball is in the cave mouth. She just kind of waits.
Wait.
I have a glass.
Nadar, it's your turn.
I asked his elbows that.
Jesus!
Yeah, it's a... As Nadar's moving away, he's patting out fires.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah, basically.
There you are. Did not find the salsa.
Yeah, so...
Alright, you double move, I assume, 60 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so you're 65 feet with all. Well out of fireball range, thankfully.
Unless somebody fucking gates and...
In which case, we got bigger problems than fireballs.
Yeah, well, sure do.
Well, she gates. She gates over and...
Dimension door.
Gates, a very different spell.
Dimension door, gates.
Summoning a fucking Balor from the abyss. Here you go. Have fun.
That would alter the battlefield pretty significantly.
Uh-huh. And it's not major image.
Wait.
It's
Balor. Is Balor a fiend?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Fiend!
Sure. Go ahead.
It's probably fine. You got this.
I'm sure it's lightning, sword, and whip are just not as good as your disruption maze. Anyway, next on that is
Morella. Dimension doors to me and
Morella just hauls ass.
No offense, kid.
Morella hauls ass into the tunnel. She gets all the way to where Dravinia is and the gnome is.
All right.
Oh wait, how is Morella looking?
Morella is actually...
Wait till the game's
over.
She's
not bloodied anymore.
She's not bloodied?
No.
Nice.
Cool. And after Morella is Heffa.
Alright. I will grab my hammer as I start to double move down the tunnel.
Okay. It's basically... Alright. Combat's over at this point. Mm-hmm. You guys regroup with the gnome.
Azeem underground!
Hold on. Azeem hasn't exactly returned yet, and you guys are about to question this strange gray-skinned gnome, And all of a sudden, you hear a rumble, and the earth elemental comes out of the ground, then it morphs and kind of spits the seam out. Onto the
You okay, bud?
And kind of...
Yes.
At this point, the gray-skinned gnome goes around behind the elemental's leg and kind of hides behind it.
After war, I officially do not like this place.
Just now!
I click, like, gone.
You remember when I didn't want to go?
It's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste.
Don't worry, little one, we won't hurt you.
As I put a small flame out on my back.
You are one of the Svefneblin, yes?
She's a younger Svefneblin. Maybe teens, preteens. And she has stringy white hair that's kind of thin on the top, which she has in pigtails.
Oh, how precious.
She's got big eyes and kind of... She just nods.
I will actually take a knee. It's okay. We're not going to hurt you.
As the dragonborn behind her smiles.
And the spider, like, I wiggle my little, like, my front arm at it.
I do not eat children.
No, just... Maybe you shouldn't talk right now.
Okay.
I actually come behind her.
Her fist super lights on fire.
So...
Whoa. It's okay.
Naked a seam. Again.
Not naked, but...
Am I not?
No, you're not.
How much fire damage did I take?
Listen, your clothes are, while charred, it doesn't just...
This was like scraps fireball, I put together!
Every fireball doesn't immediately make you naked.
No, normally with, like, actual clothes, yes, but this is, like, the fifth time this has happened, and I'm literally dealing with scraps I found in the market.
I've got a set of commoner's clothes in my backpack. I pull them out. You'll have to tighten them up, but they'll work. Here.
These are only going to get burnt to a crisp. I hope you do not care about them.
We've got enough money to buy another set. Just
what?
Yeah,
what?
Do you see a fucking merchant in the shop where I can buy a loincloth? Because I do not. This is literally the fourth time this has happened.
Oh, look, she puts out the flame, then she looks at the ground and kind of draws out a rune, presses it. Are you really a druid? She says to you in spider.
Yes, I'm really a druid.
Okay.
Sorry to scare you. I just... we need to get out of here.
If you were in these tunnels, you'd understand.
We are in these tunnels.
Is there a safe place to be?
You don't speak Spanish.
But, right? Like, meanwhile, y'all are hearing the...
Right, and like, Crispius seems like, it's fine!
I'm at four.
If I haven't mentioned...
Oh, shit!
That out there is not.
I know. That we need to get out of here. I literally start.
Okay.
Spider, I'm like, fuck. Gotta go.
Calm down, everybody. Calm down. I looked in earlier and I saw some of your magic fire. Are you?
Yeah, it was me.
What was that?
Gross, that dude.
Fairy fire.
Mm. When did you cast it?
11.
My mom did it. She told me. I saw you.
I got one more level once.
I saw you. Look. I saw
I don't know
him on your thigh broke. And
six.
I was worried you guys might try to attack the keep, and I didn't want you to die. So I thought maybe if I tried to signal you down here, you might come down here instead.
You did a very good job. I saw it. That's why we came. That's why we came toward the.
Can we still communicate?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Do you have any more of your kind down here?
She wells up in tears.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I go to like comfort her.
Spider ass leg around.
She's like, no.
I'm sorry.
I offer my hand.
Muhammad's blessing on you.
You know. Maybe she knows one of the. You know, because she can see that I'm a light skinned dwarf.
I would have rather died.
She outright. She seems more
than been drug into the earth. As
she seems
was.
More likely to take your hand, although she is still very skittish.
Are you the one who helped us figure out the door?
You got my message?
That was you? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you the one that helped us figure out the door?
Because you're speaking spider.
No.
Deception.
She says, she speaks to you in spider.
Yeah, I just told her.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you. It was very, very helpful.
You're welcome, Ed. I needed your help.
What is your name, child?
Can we leave now?
They might come. So, follow me.
Lead the way.
Come on, Rumble.
And the Earth Elemental picks her up, puts her on his shoulder, and starts to... He sinks about halfway down in the earth and starts to earth glide.
Okay. So cool.
I just kind of keep up and I see.
Asim stays a ways back from any of that.
Hey, Rumble. Thank you for helping my friend. And thank you for not smashing me.
Is that in common or Terran? Or what happened?
Shrugs. Turns around and...
He doesn't speak common.
Just let him know my message if you could.
I can tomorrow.
I can tomorrow. Oh, thanks. My speed is 40 feet. Did anybody like jump on my back?
I doubt you're gonna let Nadar jump on your back.
Asim still has the broom.
Morella will jump on your back.
Awesome. So I got Morella, and we're going 40 feet.
And I'm bringing up the rear.
We dwarves are natural sprinters.
These dwarves are natural sprinters, yeah.
It's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
And,
I need to work on my cardio. Less beer. less carbs. No, not less beer.
Keep breathing.
More beer.
That's the key. Breathe. And she leads you down these tunnels. Just in a straight line for a long ways until after maybe about a half a mile, she turns left. Starts leading you down another long tunnel.
I go left. I follow her.
And this tunnel goes for a ways. And she ducks in. There have been some, like, streams and stuff, natural streams. And she stops, kind of feels the ground for a minute, picks up a rock. Turns it over. It's actually a gem on the other side. Feels the wall. And there's... She pushes her hand through a soft spot. And she's like... She starts taking down what apparently was just really well-crafted mud to look like rock. And she takes it down enough for you all to get in. She's like, in here.
All right. Does she start, like, as we get all get in, does she start, like, building it back up?
As soon as you all get in, yeah, she... starts using a little bit of divine magic and starts, like, shaping it.
Oh, okay.
That is quite a talent.
Thanks. Mom taught me.
And as soon as she's done, you guys enter a very small room. It's 10 by 15, like, small cavern. Nadar, you have to duck. It's very cramped in here. But you can get up on the ceiling to get him out of everybody's way, I guess.
Okay.
And you guys are just standing there, and it looks very disheveled. Like there's some old weathered bedding and stuff like that, and there's gems and little knickknacks all over the place. And there's some old foodstuffs. It looks like she's been living here for a while.
Poor thing. Aww.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Please tell me her name is Newt. Please. Please.
No, it's Frog.
Salamander.
Her name is Gecko.
You have been hiding here.
Yeah.
And your people. Gone?
There were more of us.
But you have escaped and held out against all odds.
I've hid.
Hiding has no shame. You survived.
Why are you here?
You come to free this place of evil.
We had seen the orcs and the ogres terrorize the countryside.
Her head droops at the mention of these.
And we found out they came from here. And so we were sent to take care of the problem.
Also...
For those that can't see at home, which is everyone, Sabrina, literally this whole time she has been a spider, has taken her hands and made clicking noises the whole time she's been talking. And I gotta say, it is fantastic to watch.
Thanks.
You guys are missing out.
Why is that not inspiration?
She's already got it, probably. Guys.
No, I've actually run out. I had to use it to roll. Either way, can we still communicate,
yes.
Sheena? Awesome. I tell her, we came here to, we were told that there might be a ritual to summon a dragon, and that they need humans from a nearby village to sacrifice, and we're hoping to save them. Have you seen any humans?
There's some people in the dungeons.
Did she say that in common or in spider?
In spider.
Yeah. And I say, we had heard that they were.
I think we're safe now. I think I can go out of spider.
You probably should. Yeah, that would be helpful.
Save us a lot of translating.
So
hey, you carried Morella, and she was grateful.
This poor girl should not be having to translate. Or
listen,
yeah, she's been through some shit.
Listen, you were able to get down that wall without making a check. Which might have saved your whole party from getting fireballed into oblivion before you ever made it to the thing.
Right.
You carried Morella.
Listen. Oh, wait, we were supposed to be saved from fireballed into oblivion? I missed that.
Well, I didn't fuck up
that shit hurt.
To make
you
that
and
happen.
Me both.
Toasty.
You weren't supposed to be anything. It just, there's all potential.
Button. Tell me about it.
So, I sidle down the wall and turn back into Dravinia. Say, can you point us to these dungeons where these humans are?
Wait, dungeons, humans?
Yeah, head on a swivel. Dungeons.
Yeah, sorry, we
humans?
Were talking. Yeah.
In dungeons.
Do you want to tell them? Okay. She was saying that I asked her, I told her the reason we were here was because of the local...
The people of Greensboro.
The people of Greensboro being
Greensburg.
Taken.
Not Greensboro. Greensboro.
What? Fucking... One of those places! The Green
Your
Place.
Your language is confusing regarding how
damn,
cities
Connors.
And towns are put together, alright?
Holy shit, Greensboro's been conquered by orcs.
What? Oh no, Greenville!
It had happened once!
We gotta save the DM sister from monsters.
She asked why we were here, and I was telling her that we were looking to save the people from the Green Village, and she said that they are in the dungeon. Here.
You were talking that whole time.
Yeah, when I click.
That is where I would keep prisoners, in a dungeon. Where
right.
is this dungeon?
That's what I was about to ask. Have Everybody you... Just been able to send...
Look, I was just dragged into the earth. I'm a little...
Have you been able to send Rumble to speak to them or talk to them?
Rumble, he can only travel through unworked stone.
Oh! Okay.
It's all bricked up in the dungeon. Rumble can't get in there. Unless he smashes it, and that would bring the
the bad ones down.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know the way.
We don't want that, but could you maybe lead us to the closest point and we could get there from there? I'd like to save them and you.
Lots of bad orcs and spiders.
We will deal with them.
I can attack them as a spider.
Could you save my grove?
Your who?
Your what?
My grove.
Where is... Do you have a grove underground?
We had a grove. The gem grove.
A grove of gems?
That's me.
Yeah.
I think my common has broken.
We can.
I'm a little confused as well.
Bad orcs and things of that nature.
What she is suggesting,
we specialize
is
in taking
the
those
gems
out.
Grow.
Really?
We've killed
and
many.
And that she has a place where this happens.
We have
and
killed
it is
quite a few.
They're not normal.
Sacred
orcs.
To her.
We've killed not normal orcs still.
We killed them in another city, and we killed the Dwargar at the surface.
And we have slain ogres.
And giants.
The giants?
Yes, all the dark dwarves that were on the front entrance are gone. We took care of them.
Lions,
all of
tigers,
the ones
and
the,
are
in the forge are gone.
Would
the
you
ones
believe
in the barracks are gone.
All
we've killed them all.
Really?
Yes.
By some chance, we have survived this far. And we intend to continue.
I can help.
Obviously,
any amount of help
is a great deal.
That you could provide would be... Wonderful.
That's where a lot of the bad orcs are down there in the grove. And they... Big bugs.
Wait, bugs.
Kind of like she was.
Yeah, we can kill those too. We've killed several of those.
Yes. Even the ones that
they like
pop
shadow.
In and out here and there.
You've seen them too?
We have defeated them as well.
Oh,
not here, but elsewhere.
And this was before we were so powerful.
They're here.
We have learned much since then.
We are mighty.
Okay. We be but few.
She starts to smile, which is the first thing. Time you've seen her smile this whole time.
Here's what you can really help us with. We need to get the people out of here. Because the people are going to be used to summon a very dangerous dragon.
I have almost mastered their secret.
Okay.
So, if we can get them to the surface, we have our friends on the Griffins.
I understand their ways.
They are outside. They can come and get them.
Rumble might be able to do them one at a time. Or he might be able to dig a tunnel. Or
I cannot imagine spiders could even harm your friend made of earth. Poison... Would not trouble him any.
He's good at smashing, but there's lots.
But with backup, perhaps he would do well.
I'd be dead without Rumble. He's my best friend.
Well, I will tell you that Rumble is how I feel like about my compatriots down. Here, even though I should not say such a thing.
Only you hear that.
I cast Produce Flame.
You are a druid.
Yeah. Looks like you are too.
Well, I was going to be I was almost to my...
Hold on.
I was almost to my... Firestone. But everything happened before.
Well, it's a good thing that they taught you as much as you know now.
I also cast.
I hope Rumble's
produce
dead's okay.
Flame.
Really?
Minor illusion doesn't say. It says it can't create light, but it can look like a light.
Cool. Yeah.
So hers is like illuminate. Mine's like here's a fire that does nothing.
We have great power. Dravinia is our druid. She knows the earth just as you do. I hold out my hammer.
Uh-huh.
I speak the command word.
Okay.
I carry the power of magic. Nadar calls upon the power of the gods.
Do you know Rumble's dad?
No.
Who is Rumble?
I am a follower of the great Bahamut, the Platinum Dragon, defender of justice. We can go on for a long time.
I haven't heard of him.
Who is Rumble's dad?
He's in the Grove.
He's in the Grove?
Yeah, the Grove is because of Rumble's dad.
And what's his name?
Grumble's
dead? I don't know. I didn't get my Firestone yet.
It's okay.
Okay. But the Grove is special.
You have helped us. We would like to help you. It
gives us our magic.
17 knowledge religion.
Earth elementals.
I mean, earth elementals are from the elemental plane.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several powerful elementals that she could be talking about, though on this plane, you're not sure.
I've got movement. In front and behind.
And we're in this small little room with Newt.
That irony was not lost upon me.
That was fantastic.
Oh, man.
And
give her back, you bitch.
Don't worry, you put a tracker on her. It's fine.
And a seam carries the power of the shadow.
Not bad shadows. Like, we can hide easily.
There's good shadows?
Yeah, and there's... With every
shadows
light...
Shadows are tools, much
that
like...
That is debatable.
A pick or a hammer.
All the orcs and spiders have shadows all over them. The shadows... Oh, the bad
son of a brown... red dragon.
They use these tools for nefarious purpose.
Mm.
But shadow is not inherently evil. Mm. It is simply dark. You know how you use... And thus misunderstood. You use fire. Fire is of nature.
Oh, yeah.
It's simply a tool. It makes things clean again, right?
Sometimes.
But bad people can use fire to destroy things.
Oh, okay.
The shadows have helped us get this far. They have helped us hide.
Sorry, we didn't have a shadow stone.
I do not know what that is.
Oh, I'm Ruli, by the way.
Ruli?
Ruli?
Yeah. You notice as you look at her, her gray skin actually has a bit of a blue tinge.
Well, really, it's
she's
nice
possessed
to meet
by
you.
A blue dragon.
Right? Fucking kill her! Quick!
Yes, murder the innocent child.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm Dravinia. Thank you so much for your help.
Why did Bahamut just smite me?
I thought he'd be pleased.
I am Hafthor.
Oh, hi.
And I am Asim Kazadim of Baki.
Hi.
Most recently.
I am Nandar of Nimnon the Blue, faithful in the church of Bahamut.
You're kind of neat. I've never seen anyone like you before.
I am a dragonborn.
I thought dragons were bigger.
He's a baby.
You're a baby dragon.
That is so cute. Not quite.
Oh,
no.
How old are you? When do you get big? Do you breathe fire? Do you have wings?
He breathes lightning.
They both turn at the same time of day.
He breathes lightning. Dragons breathe fire. I can make lightning.
So can I.
And I can.
You guys can make fire and lightning. You guys are so cool. I'm sorry.
You're really cool.
Thanks.
You have helped us so much.
Well, I mean, Rumble helped too, right?
Yeah.
I sit down and just shake my head.
I'm sorry Rumble scared you.
We've not really met anything friendly since we've gotten down here.
I think you and Rumble perhaps he was trying to make me safe.
Yes. You and Rumble are the first friendly faces we've seen in here.
Yes.
Yeah. What happened to the dwarves that lived here? The ones like me?
You've been here that long, right?
I grew up here. The darkness came out of the dungeons and really fast. And after the darkness came, the dark dwarves and dark elves and they just darkness and big army came out and the darkness enveloped everything and these weird bugs started coming everywhere and they're on Rumble's dad. I don't know if he's alive.
We will find out together.
Okay.
Why are you making this poor little girl cry?
You have helped us. Perhaps we can help you in turn. Where is this place where Rumble's father resides?
I can show you.
You said that's where they are right now, though, right?
The dungeon is a different direction. If you don't want to go save Rumble's dad, I understand.
Oh, that might be the secret to what we have to do.
Yeah, if that's where you get your power from, maybe they're getting power from there, and if we make it good again...
They don't like Rumble's dad. They said bad orcs and bugs and things like that.
to stop Rumble's dad. They sent a lot. And
what do these
everyone else?
But he persists. What do these bad orcs look like?
They're carving in dark shadows and spiky. They got big swords. They're really fast and mean, and they have fangs.
Do they have big giant horns?
Well, I say we've been going for a little while. How about we all rest? And first thing in the morning,
she feels good. Sorry, she didn't mean to interrupt, but she was like, shh.
Yep.
Feels the ground. Just a pebble.
You can feel a pebble falling?
Well, I live here.
Wow.
I just start rolling dragon bones over. Nadar sits down. He just starts rolling dragon bones.
I say we rest, and first thing in the morning, we can go to Rumble's dad.
We're pretty roughed up, and I'm out of spells. And
I've been safe here, so you guys can. Me and Rumble will protect you. Rumble doesn't have to sleep. He can watch.
Okay.
It's the only way I can get sleep.
Well, guess what? Now we're here, too.
Okay. Thank you.
We will take care of you. We promise.
Me and Rumble will take care of you.
Asim, do you have that that thing that we found in that room?
I've been through a lot. Can you be more specific?
The little the doll, the toy, the thing.
Oh, yes.
Actually, how far has it? Because you were
You were naked.
Yeah,
well, touche.
And we weren't going to let you keister this thing.
Occasionally, I find a rope that I can tie shit to at least.
Yeah,
and I pull it out.
There's no use of us carrying it around. Maybe you'd like it.
She kind of smiles and looks sheepish.
This belonged to one of my people who lived upstairs. Not sure what happened to him, but maybe he can keep you company.
She kind of takes it and plays with it.
There was a big one that we had to get through to get here, and he was very, very strong and powerful, and maybe that one can protect you as well, just like Rumble does.
Oh, well, thanks.
She kind of puts it with other varied collections that she has collection, and you see a couple like slates with drawings of other gnomes on them. She keeps them all over there.
Well, you guys can sleep here, and then we'll go free Rumble's dad, and then we can go save the people in the dungeons.
Can you tell me about how these caves are laid out? Like, where is everything compared to everything else?
Yeah, do you have a map?
I don't have a map, but there's, like, long tunnels with tunnels going off of them. And then the ones...
I'll draw a map. I pull out some parchment and give it to her.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't know what to do with it.
Don't gotta use her shit. She doesn't know how to use parchment?
Where's my phone?
I got it.
She draws on stone.
Okay.
Oh, you can transcribe.
Sorry, I've just made a decision.
Oh, shoot.
So.
Decision's made.
I've been casting augury while you guys have been talking.
Okay.
And,
And what does that mean for us?
So, if we plan, the idea is we plan to go free Rumble's dad.
Okay.
Free the grotto.
The DM gets to choose from the following possible omens. Wheel, good results. Woe, bad results. Wheel and woe for both good and bad results. Or nothing for the results that aren't especially good or bad. The spell does not take into account any possible circumstances that might change the outcome, such as casting an additional spells or the loss or gain of a companion.
But you've cast this before.
Have gnomish companion, so we'll take her into account.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, so as you guys were talking, I'm over there just
rolling them bones,
rolling dragon bones. They're specially marked with runes and look down.
The gods believe that this is a good course.
Based on her description,
And I actually will sit down and I'll ask her more about these bad orcs.
Okay.
Does the description match the Tanaruk that we fought in the nest under Scanton?
Sure does.
Remember that demon orc in Scanton? The one that killed Howard?
I do.
Mm-hmm. I thought we'd forget.
That's what's in the grove.
Well, it's best to cleanse the place, then.
Would you say this orc was a fiend?
It had demonic influence on it.
That would require a religion check, big guy.
Yeah, roll religion!
So that's a 16.
I would say it is.
Oh, shit!
That is good.
So she says that these bad orcs are in the grove, along with these weird shadow jumpy spiders.
We'll return.
Oh, great. Face spiders.
So,
I
got a secret for you.
Cringe.
You see that pretty golden mace that he's got on his hip?
It's pretty.
Yeah. So, I've got this hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And when it hits orcs, it hits really hard. But when he hits with that mace, those really nasty orcs, it does super extra fun damage.
Super extra fun damage.
She's preteens. She's not six. Oh.
No, that's just what I'm referring to.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, really?
That's right. She has preteens. Why did I give her toy? Fucking I am dumb.
Hmm? What's fun damage?
Means that it's going to hit even harder against those orcs than it does regular orcs.
Oh. Is tricky. Oh, good.
I hope so. Last people who the said they were going to go like, kill the orcs in the grove.
She's
didn't
real like
come back.
Shy. Wait,
yeah.
Hold on.
Desperate.
What last people?
What last people?
My mom.
You had to ask that question.
I thought another adventuring party had come in.
Oh no!
I admire your optimism, my friend. As always.
Well.
Perhaps you might, if you have the ability, might want to send a message to the lieutenant.
I was what time is it?
I guess you're a dwarf, so you might actually know.
I mean, we spent 4.5 hours looting the armory, mm-hmm, so sure we've did. Put a lot of time in here. Plus, we've taken a short rest in addition to that.
You have no way of knowing. I guess dwarven rock knowledge would help.
Okay. No. Well,
apparently not.
2 + 9 = 11.
No idea.
It's clock to clock.
I can
tell you precisely
anyway.
How deep we are.
Precisely.
But I have no idea what time it is.
What time is it compared to the sun in the sky?
I don't know. Rumble can go check, I guess.
No.
That's not necessary.
But we've already taken... We've slept in this dungeon twice already.
Let's hope.
And I don't know what our relationship is on those days, as far as how far into the day we were then.
Side note, when did the griffins... Are the griffins going to come and help us, like the fucking griffin riders? Or did they just send, like, five fucking people in here to clean out this whole goddamn dungeon?
They are holding down Greensburg. With the expectation that, A, if the dragon shows up outside the mountain, that they will try to handle that.
Yeah, but they have griffins and fucking griffin riders.
Yeah,
which is why they'd rather fight a dragon in the open.
Yeah, touche.
Right. The other thing is, we were all supposed to contact them because they are also the evacuation method for the civilians.
True.
I hope it's dinner time.
So if we can get this, if we can get the prisoners outside, we can call in the griffins. They can be here in a very short amount of time, and start shuttling people back to Greensburg, and then on.
So, what do you say?
I say let's kill some demon orcs.
Yeah, no, I'm.
He's figuring out the words.
This is the map she draws you by.
Okay.
So what's this is... of? Are these the roads or the various tunnels?
This is where we came in to this complex, or...
This is where you came in.
We came in this side.
Okay. Oh, okay. So this is the Citadel right here.
Yeah, you imagine this is the Citadel right here. She's marked that there's a lava flow coming down from
okay, so this is ground level. So this is the cave we walked into.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down this way and kind of...
You actually went down this way and down this...
Down that way. Okay, so the dungeons, I would assume, are somewhere in this region here. To dungeons. Cave and entrance to dungeons.
With Bahamut's blessing...
Gotta waste them rubies on, don't you?
We have located the inner sanctum of the dwarves and an ally. We seek to free additional allies and the villagers. Bahamut. Ah.
We are yawn.
Which is a word.
Thank you so much for your timely and thorough report. I shall send someone else to wake the general. Keep us apprised. Bahamut sucks balls.
In Draconic, that son of a bitch.
Shots fired.
Nadar takes out, adds the lieutenant's name to the kill list.
Right, he's like Arya Stark, like just adding the list to the name.
Nadar, what are you doing?
Just writing down a name. Yarn.
By the way, you don't know this, but it is currently 2 in the morning.
Oh.
I mean, we're under the fucking...
I know! You don't know this! It's fine! But it's currently 2 in the morning!
That's hysterical.
So, imagine Lieutenant Commander Yarn in, like, a full nightgown and, like...
Like, fucking cap.
Snooze, or doing
just, like, going to tell one of the guards, go give the general this report. But she's sleeping.
Then wake her up.
I'm sorry, Corporal. Did my order go unheard?
No, Lieutenant Colonel!
And on that, it's 8 o'clock.
Yes. I mean, if we've located the prisoners, I think that would be worth waking the general up.
It's true.
True. Yeah.
And one last thing before we adjourn. Dravinia.
Your head explodes.
You're obliterated.
Thanks for playing.
You're,
get a new job and you get kicked out of the group.
It's warm.
I take it up and I pull it out of the locket.
The seed is glowing bright green. And, like, little bits of... You'd say, like, seedlings, like almost the seeds off of a puffball that you blow or out of a tree are actually somewhat swirling around it. And it's pulsing with a glow. You've never seen it pulse this bright before.
You might want to have a doctor look at that.
I think...
Tain't natural.
Actually, it's one of the most natural things you'll ever see.
What is that?
Not my area of expertise. I'm Nadar.
Yep, nature's not Nadar's expertise.
This is a seed.
A seed of what?
Power.
Oh, sorry.
It's the... For lack of a better term, it's the heart of a guardian.
The heart of what?
A guardian. Protectors of the natural world.
19 religion check.
You have no idea.
You carry this around?
Yeah.
I heard Mom call Rubble's dad that once.